Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And now it's time for the Sports Kings from Queens.
Hello, everyone. Today is Sunday, March 17th. We are the Sports Kings from Queens. I'm Gino. I'm here with Kevin. I'm here with Darren. Please listen to us anyway. Your podcast, like, subscribe, follow us on Facebook. Give us a like. Give us a share. Take that post. Share it with your friends. We want to get it out there as much as possible. It is time for the madness to start. That's right. March Madness is upon us. We got your Field of 68. We got your bubble teams. We got who's in. We got who didn't get in. Give us a listen. We're going to go through it right now. Darren, you're going to kick it off.
I got to tell you, man. How the hell does Virginia get into this dance? They don't belong. They beat nobody. They beat nobody all year. Down the stretch, they took overtime to beat BC. They lose to State, even though they should have won by fouling. But they blew that game. They got blown out by 25 against Duke. They put up 40 against North Carolina. This is a team that had no credible wins. They beat A&M. They lost to Wisconsin. Beat West Virginia, who's not a good squad. I don't see how Virginia gets into this tournament. And they made it ahead of Colorado State. They were not even the last team in. I know I'm a little biased. I wanted to get the Johnnies in. Resume doesn't help. I mean, we went through the games, and we'll do it again in a little bit. But let's be honest. The Johnnies didn't play enough of a good schedule to get through, unfortunately for us. Actually, the whole had a better argument, G, if you agree with me on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
But how the hell does Virginia get into this tournament, Kev?
I think Virginia, on my list here, they were the sixth team out. When you compare it to what we had in our bubble show, we posted right before the question show who our last four in, first four out were. And I had, I think you'll agree, some combination of Oklahoma, St. John, Florida Atlantic, first team in, last team out, other way around, last team out, first team in.
Yep.
Indiana State, Seton Hall, Pitt, all ahead of Virginia. How is Virginia in this tournament? You said, Darren, it's ridiculous.
Pitt should have beaten them. Should have been Pitt. I mean, if you want to take a fifth ACC squad, Pitt. Virginia has no reason. I like Tony Bennett. No reason in this tournament. No reason whatsoever. They just didn't do enough. The net isn't good. There's no argument that makes you think that Virginia belonged in this tournament.
Virginia net 54, 10 and 10 quad 1 and 2 games. The resume just doesn't add up.
It does not. And then you look, I mean, again, listen, we're biased. I get it. But St. John's, if we go through it and we look at what this team had done, they did not have a great schedule. They did not have a lot of great wins. But they were the team that gave Connecticut the hardest time almost the entire season. They gave them a run in the Big East tournament, which, by the way, was electric at the Garden this week. Electric. But the fact that they don't get in, and they're not even considered a first four out.
No.
They were at least 5, if not 8, if not 12. Who knows where they ended up? They weren't even considered there. Oklahoma, another team. I didn't have them in, but you guys both did. Thought that they should have gotten in. Florida Atlantic was, to me, overseeded. Dayton was way overseeded. There was a lot of crazy things going on, Kev.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, if Seton Hall got in, well, none of us has Seton Hall in. If you put Seton Hall in instead of St. John's, I think we don't have a problem with that because, when you really line up the resumes next to each other, Seton Hall was probably better. And yes, we were probably biased thinking St. John's was going to get in. But to not even been in the first four out is mind-blowing.
Well, the last time we saw St. John's, G, they looked great against Connecticut. They gave Connecticut more than that they wanted.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what really happened, unfortunately. So, we get through it. We go through all these things. And when we think about big snubs, I guess we talk about St. John's. But you can look at Oklahoma and Pittsburgh as well. Oklahoma was in the best conference in the country. They were, they finished under 500 and they lost to TCU in that first round, which basically was the lose-or-leave-town match, guys.
Absolutely.
Basically,
yep.
That's what happened right there.
Yep.
And then the other snub, Pittsburgh, was better than Virginia, so I don't get how that happened.
Yep.
And then the other one we looked at was Indiana State. And again, if they say the net is the test, they say the net is the baseline, but then we go through it and their team with a 29 net falls off because they just didn't have the resume. Nobody wants to play this team. Yeah. And Indiana State was picked sixth in their conference. It wasn't like they're a team everybody's afraid of going in. But Indiana State did enough, probably, to be in consideration. But, Gino, what was it, five bid steals this year?
And that's it. The committee even commented on it after they released the brackets. Five bid steals happened. It's the ACC with North Carolina State. It's Oregon with the Pac-12. It's UAB with the American Athletic. It's Duquesne with the A-10. And it's New Mexico with the Mountain West. Those were the five bid steals that happened. And as a result, there were some teams that, probably should have gotten in that didn't. Indiana State being prime on that list, they definitely were one of the first four out. The committee said it. They put it up on the screen. They basically were eliminated because all these bid steals happened. It happens. We've seen it happen before. I don't think we've seen five.
No.
I mean, I think that's the big thing, right? We saw five bid steals happen this year.
Even afterwards, I think they said three bid steals in like the last 5 years.
Right. In the last 2 years. But yeah. Still, three bid steals over 2 years, 5-1.
Yeah.
And 21 one seeds tied for the most ever out of 32 conferences do not win the conference tournament. Yeah. 21 out of 32. So basically two-thirds of the one seeds don't get through. Seton Hall, just to wrap it all up, as the team that probably got hosed a little bit more than St. John's, they beat Connecticut, the number one team in this whole pool of 68. That's the best win. You can't tell me there's a better win than beating Connecticut. There isn't. That's the win.
That's it.
And they beat them as number one, yeah.
And they beat Creighton, who's a three. And they scheduled and lost to Baylor. So it wasn't like they didn't schedule anybody. And they beat St. John's 2 out of 3. Now, I wanted the Johnnies in. You guys wanted the Johnnies in. Seton Hall has a better argument than Virginia as well.
Yeah.
Virginia doesn't have a win that even holds a candle to what Seton Hall did. So those are the snubs, I think.
Yeah, like I said, I think we're all in agreement. It's Virginia that we're the most ticked off about.
Oh, absolutely.
The other teams you mentioned, Oklahoma, Florida Atlantic, Florida Atlantic made it, but Indiana State, Seton Hall, Pitt, if any of those made it over St. John's, we would have been like, yeah, okay, really look at the resumes, it's pretty darn close.
Listen, the other team that bothers me is Dayton. I've told you guys this. Dayton has a great net. It's a net of 23. They are 8-7 quad one wins and quad two wins together. They did not have a great resume with their wins and losses. They did not have a lot of really good wins. And, for me,
their best out of conference win is St. John's.
Yeah, I mean, Duquesne.
They got the heads up.
they beat them, but does that give you a 7 seed?
But
No. But we'll get into that with our overseas underseas.
If there were two bid steals in the American Athletic and the A-10, so basically FAU and Dayton were getting in. And then in addition to that, we had two bid steals with UAB and Duquesne, and that's why that's two of them right there. Because they basically told us based on the seeding that FAU and Dayton were in. It didn't really matter that they lost. I mean, Dayton got eliminated in the quarterfinals. I mean, I was all in favor of putting them in if they had gotten to the finals, maybe even in a good game in the semifinals. But they got eliminated in the quarters. I mean, in a conference, it's not a great conference.
I mean, here's the thing. They lost to Northwestern. They beat LSU. They beat St. John's. Lost to Houston. And the win over Cincinnati. That's their out-of-conference schedule. There's nobody good in their league. Nobody else is in the top 70 in their league in a net. So when you break it down, how is that a net of 23? And now if we want to look at it, the Mountain West – They discounted the net on the Mountain West something dramatic, but Dayton's net holds up.
Yeah.
You got to tell me how that happens. These teams are beating the crap out of each other day in, day out. Colorado State and Boise are both in playing games.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Mountain West got no respect. New Mexico stole a bid. They told us that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, New Mexico doesn't get in.
They steal a bid, and somehow those six Mountain West teams all had nets between 20 and 40.
Yep. I mean, the lowest one being Utah State. Nevada gets in with a 10, Utah State gets in with an 8, and San Diego State gets in with a 5. Now, I had San Diego State as the highest seeded one of as well, but let's be honest, if the Nets count like that for them, how does Dayton get a 7?
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually, I thought the committee Listen, I had 67 of their 68 teams. I'm not trying to brag about that. That's just whatever. We all did 66 to 67 66. Combined.
And that's
we're
what
all
we
right there.
We do that every year.
Yeah, I mean, the worst year we ever have is two off, maybe three in a miracle, but usually two. This year with the five bid steals, it's a little bit different. But the way they treated the Mountain West compared to what they did with the A-10, they gave Duquesne an 11. I mean, come on.
That was a
Duquesne,
shock.
If you watched that game today, they scored 6 points in the second half through the first, like, 14 minutes. They couldn't put the ball in the ocean. Nothing against Duquesne. So happy for Dan Brott. Wife with cancer, doing the whole thing all season long, going back to the school where his father coached, getting him to the first dance in 77. All great stuff. But, I mean, that team was overseeded with an 11. You got to be kidding me with that. And I don't understand what the respect for the A-10 is. But basically, Dayton loses in the quarterfinals to nobody. And they fly right through. I mean, so when we look at it, Mountain West, I thought, was a conference that was treated like complete garbage in this. And the Big East being the other conference, getting three. You have three of the top 12 teams, and nobody else can sneak in?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're missing something, Kev.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the one thing this year, I think that was different than years past, though, is that we had a lot of teams winning their way in. And even these teams that missed out were teams that you could definitely make an argument for. How many times in the last few years has it been, boy, we're struggling to find the 68th, 67th, 66th team to put in? This year, it really came down to we really had about 71 or 72 deserving teams this year.
For us talking during the week, and we texted after almost all these games, with Gino and I betting on them, Kevin's talking about them, all, we're doing all this stuff. Mississippi State beats LSU. Okay, they're in. Michigan State wins a game. Oh, they're in. St. John's beats Seton Hall. Oh, they're in. And all of a sudden, every time somebody else wins, we're like, uh-oh. I mean, in years past, that would have been done. Even Wake getting through the first round, you're like, okay, they're in there. And then when Pitt beat Wake, you're like, okay, they're in. I mean, it was a lot of they're in. TCU wins, they're in. Not by much.
Absolutely.
I mean, and you know, Nevada, New Mexico getting through the first round. Okay, that's a lock. Second round, even better. The Colorado State, same thing in the Mountain West. Oh, they're definitely in. Hard to keep Utah State out. They won the regular season. Does UNLV have a shot? Obviously, UNLV had no shot unless they won the whole thing. We thought of two wins, UNLV could find a way to play themselves in. I mean, so all over the place. I mean, clearly the bid steals, you know, with teams like UAB, with teams like Oregon, teams like NC State, you know, lots of bid steals. Drake took Indiana State spot. Lots of listen, that's the madness. The madness is underway, boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's exciting time. So, I guess we're going to do a little consensus bracket with you guys. We're going to fill some stuff out. We're going to go along with it and see what we have. Any other surprises, any other things that you want to talk about? I mean, teams that you think were overseeded, underseeded, that kind of stuff, Kev?
Well, I'll start with the East. You know,
sure.
UConn's the one seed up there. You know, hard to make the argument, but could Iowa State be underseeded as a two? How does Iowa State not get the last four? How does North Carolina get that last four, that last first seed?
I thought Iowa State had the better resume. And the way they beat Houston, I thought, was so convincing that there's no way that Iowa State wouldn't get it. I mean, North Carolina lost to an NC State team that's decent, but it was a net of 70-something. They beat the number one team at the time.
It's an SEC State team that should have been knocked out if Virginia commits a foul.
I mean, we shouldn't even be talking about Virginia not getting in. If they commit that foul, that we probably would have had them in our first four out
first
anyway.
First four out. Right.
But, man.
And then who knows, after that game, if they win another game, that all of a sudden we're thinking, okay, maybe they deserve to get in. But once they didn't commit the foul and lost to NC State, that knocked them out.
So my only thing with Iowa State is I usually don't like having a second team from a conference also get a number one seed. So with Houston there, I almost feel like you're doing an injustice to the conference by giving them two, unless those two are so dominant. And we've seen it before where there's a conference or two that are just so dominant that you have to give it to them. We've seen in the past, there's been a couple of years where Duke and North Carolina have been so dominant throughout the year that they both had to get number ones. But as it comes down in some of these conferences, you go through these tournaments and have a winner, I think it's hard. You know, if you give Iowa State that one seed, are you really devaluing then Houston as a one seed because they also won their conference?
Because to me, the Big 12 was the best conference all year. And, you know, Oklahoma deserved to be there. They deserved the ninth team out of that conference, which was the most – or wound up being tied with the SEC now. But to me, with the way Iowa State played, they had a top What was their net? Wound up six?
Iowa State ended up at eight.
They ended up at eight? So they were fine.
And no, I'm sorry, six. Six, you're correct, six.
They were six. And you look at the quad one, quad two wins, they had no bad losses. No. I mean,
nope.
And, you know, to me, Houston.
They were 9-7 on the road in neutral. They were 10-6 in quad one, 6-1 in quad two.
Put that up against North Carolina's.
And North Carolina, who had a net of eight, 13-6 road neutral, 9-3 quad one, 7-4 quad two.
I mean, the ACC, who got four teams in?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the Big 12, who got eight teams
in? No, ACC got five.
They
now.
Got five. That's right, with Virginia. I forgot.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know.
No, listen, I think it's a discussion. Yeah. Listen, I don't think North Carolina overly deserved it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they didn't win their tournament, so, you know, I can't get that crazy about it. But
they didn't win. They lost to NC State.
That's what I said.
Oh,
they didn't.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay.
Sorry,
pal.
I apologize. Yeah, they didn't win their tournament, yeah. So I can't get too upset about it. But, yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we look at the East, you know, and you kind of break it down, like you said, Kev, it's probably the best-seeded top four to me. I mean, this is a tough bracket. They basically gave Iowa State the eight seed. So they have UConn as the overall number one. Iowa State is the eight. And then you have Illinois is the three, was probably the ninth seed overall, I'm guessing. And then the four seed was Auburn, who won the SEC.
Cool,
so,
cool. I was extremely impressed by, but maybe that's just watching against my team.
70 points in two games, you know, that's a pretty big blowout.
Yeah.
But, you know, so the East is – for me, the hardest bracket to find upsets in right now. If I was going to say a sleeper, I think Duquesne's alive in the first round against BYU. I think that they certainly are. That game's always on Thursday because BYU can't play on Sunday. So they're always going to be in the Thursday, Saturday. If you're ever confused, BYU plays Thursday.
Yep.
Just the way it kind of works. They'll never be there.
I think Drake, as a 10 seed.
Or certainly can do it.
Can certainly beat Washington State.
Not a problem at all.
Like you said, you know, you're looking at those top four. You're looking at San Diego State, who we all love the Mountain West, obviously. So we think they're fine. You know, that very hard to find upsets in that East bracket.
Yeah, I mean, I do have one overseed in that. And this goes back to something you had said, Darren, which is, do you think there's carryover from last year with Florida Atlantic?
Absolutely.
That has to be.
That they're an eight seed? Because, listen, we originally didn't have them in. That's part of the bid steal because UAB won that tournament. But do you think the eight is a result of, you know?
There has to be some.
It has to be.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. The Florida Atlantic eight is high. To me, the Northwestern's right about where it was supposed to be, but that was the lowest, second lowest net team in the tournament. They got a nine like it wasn't like a big deal either. They weren't even in a play-in situation. So I thought both of those teams in a matchup might have been slightly overseeded. Definitely Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
A team that I would say underseeded slightly is Auburn because they won the SEC. You could give them a three. That might be. There was really nothing that stood out at me.
I had them, you know, before we did this, I had them actually as a three. So.
And Duquesne as an 11, I was just like, we're going to give the A-10 the 11 spot no matter what. We're not moving it. We think it's going to be VCU, and then they didn't win, and they didn't change it.
Yeah.
Because they are not better than the 12 seeds that came through like McNeese and Grand Canyon. They're just not. It's not even really that close.
I mean, you mentioned Auburn. Maybe flip-flop them in Kentucky, who's a three in the South.
But, I agree.
You know, you're splitting hairs, I think, at that point.
No, absolutely. So why don't we just we're going to do a little consensus bracket for you. We're going to go through the East first. We're going to go all the way through the East. We're going to just see where we get with this whole thing. So I'm going to announce the games, and I don't think the first one's really hard. UConn Stetson. Anyone think the Hatters have a chance of even covering, let alone winning this game?
No.
So we're going to put UConn down. When we look at Florida Atlantic, okay, this is a team that returns basically everybody from a Final Four squad a year ago, playing against an upstart Northwestern team. Great point guard, you know, Boo Booey. You know, they have some nice shooters on this team. They got a little bit of size, and they played in the rugged Big Ten. 8-9, Florida Atlantic, Northwestern, boys. G?
Northwestern.
Florida Atlantic.
I'm going to take Northwestern as well, so our consensus goes with the Big Ten squad. I just think that Boo Booey will give them a little bit of trouble. The 5 is San Diego State. The 12 is UAB, guys. San Diego State coming from the Mountain West. UAB getting the automatic bid.
The San Diego, the third team from the Final Four from last year in this bracket.
Absolutely.
That we've already mentioned. UConn, FAU, and now San Diego State. I think they avoid the 5-12 upset. I take San Diego State.
Jake?
I like San Diego State also. I don't think UAB is actually that good, so...
Now, UAB played well in the tournament, but, you know, they also got blown out by Memphis and other teams during the year. I'm going to stick with the 5 also, and San Diego State gets through. And then the end of the top of that bracket, the Ivy League, Yale escaped today against Brown. Brown missed two foul shots, fouled them on with a 7-point lead late, bunch of stupid things, and they hit a shot at the buzzer. Does Yale give Auburn any kind of problem?
No.
No, I can't see it.
I mean, I want to pick Yale, but I can't. I'm going to say Auburn finds a way to win this one. So now that's the top part of the East. We go to the bottom part, guys. The sixth seed is the Brigham Young Cougars. The 11th seed is the Duquesne Dukes. Kev.
We mentioned we think Duquesne's overseeded here at 11. I've got BYU.
I got BYU also. I think Duquesne's going to shoot the ball well, though. That could be one of those games that we're looking at on a spread basis that we may like Duquesne in that game. We'll have to see.
I'm taking Duquesne in this one, but the consensus is against me on this. I think Duquesne finds a way to upset BYU in this game. The 3 is Illinois. The 14 is the first team to make the tournament this year, Morehead State. The Eagles got in a long time ago, it seems like. Kev?
Illinois.
Jake?
Yeah, I can't see it happening. Illinois.
Terrence Shannon looks like he is just dynamic and lights out right now. When they need something, they go download a Domask. They got the big kid in Hawkins. They have so many weapons on Illinois. Morehead State's going to play him tough. They're going to play hard for a little while. I just think Illinois wears him down. I think Illinois finds a way to win this game. The interesting game, 7-10. Washington State from the Pac-12, the second seed, plays Drake, the 10, out of the Missouri Valley. Kevy.
The Missouri Valley, who should have two teams in here. I'm going with Drake with the upset.
Jake?
I'm going to take Drake also in this one. I think they're going to play well enough that they're going to get themselves past them.
Drake has some DeVries is a lights-out scorer. They got the big kid Brody down low, transferred from Seton Hall, was there last year. Drake had Miami, who made it to the Final Four, on the ropes last year and kind of gave the game away in the last, 6 minutes of that game, Jake. I would take Washington State, but the consensus has Drake going through. So Drake is our squad.
I will tell you this right now. Drake is actually a -1 in the game right now.
They're the favorite as the 10-7.
Right now.
And then finally, the hottest team in the Big 12, Iowa State, the 2 seed. They play the Jackrabbits, who have never won a game. I didn't realize that, but they seem to get in a lot. Of South Dakota State, 2-15. Kev.
Larry Eustace's nowhere near this team, right?
Nowhere near this team.
Iowa State.
Iowa State. Jamal Tinsley's not playing point, Jake.
Then I'll take Iowa State this time.
It's very hard to pick against Iowa State. Their defense is so freaking good. And, you know, they're like, the fifth best defensive team in the country while Houston was number one?
They're up there, yeah.
I bet the under in that game because I couldn't see how it got up to 120. Won it easily by 20 points. I was very happy. Iowa State rolls. So we'll just finish the East, right, we said? So now we have UConn against Northwestern, right? That was the consensus that we came up with. Kev?
UConn.
Yeah, it's got to be UConn.
I mean, the thing is, I think Northwestern can battle with them a little bit. I think that they'll make it a little bit intriguing. But UConn just has so many weapons. When you look, Spencer's like their fourth leading scorer. You know, Newton's so good. Klingon is a monster. I mean, this team, Caravan's a shooter. I mean, this team has so many weapons, and they're all older and they're experienced. UConn is the consensus for us to move on with. San Diego State and Auburn in a 4-5 matchup, Kev.
Auburn.
I have to pick San Diego State. San Diego State plays so up and down from game to game, but I think they'll come out and they'll be fine in the opening round against UAB, and I think this is their good game, and that'll probably be followed with a bad game. But I think San Diego State. Darren, you're the decider on this one.
You know what? I mean, I'm taking San Diego State, even though I picked Auburn on my sheet originally. I'm going to take San Diego State. Auburn has played up and down the competition all year. They've been much better at home than they've been on the road. They've lost a lot of games in quad one battles. I think San Diego State's battle-tested. Listen, I think Lede gives a Broom a battle down low. I think it makes it a little bit harder on them. And I think San Diego State finds a way to squeak by. I'm going to take the 5 to beat the 4 in this one.
Okay.
Then we go to BYU and Illinois in this 3-6 matchup. Kev?
Again, very chalky East for me. I'm going to Illinois.
You act like the other conferences are going to be so different, Kev. G?
I like Illinois. I'm picking Illinois to go through right now, so it's Illinois for me. Darren?
I am going to stay with Illinois as well. I had Duquesne, so therefore, obviously, I like them over BYU. So I'm going to take Illinois to get through. I think Illinois is just a really good team. And then the Battle of Iowa. The boys from Des Moines and Drake, will play Iowa State, the boys from Ames. Who gets through this one, Kev?
Iowa State's so hot, it's Iowa State.
Yeah, I think Drake gives them a battle, but in the end, it's Iowa State.
Yeah, the thing is that if they can find a way to shut down DeVries a little bit and their defense is so good, I don't think that Drake has enough answers on the offensive side of the ball. I think that Drake's defense will battle with them a little bit, but they're not a great defensive team. DeVries will do well, but I don't think he's got enough. I'm going to also take Iowa State to get through. So now we get to UConn-San Diego State. Rematch of the championship game from last year. Kev.
It's not going to be any different. It's going to be UConn winning this one.
G?
It's UConn. And for me, it's San Diego State played well against Auburn. And here's their bad game against Connecticut. Connecticut winds up winning this one.
There's a revenge factor, but it's not going to happen. I think San Diego State keeps it close for about 20 minutes. And I think UConn blows the doors off them late in the first half for a little bit of a run and then into the second half. I think UConn wins and they win comfortably in that one. And then finally on the bottom of the East, we have Illinois, Iowa State, and probably one of the funnest matchups of the Sweet 16. It's going to be the feature matchup, in my opinion. I don't think there's a better matchup in the 2-3 anywhere. Who do you like, Kev?
Iowa State.
G?
I like Illinois. This is the Big Ten champ against the Big 12 champ.
Yeah, it's a good one.
This is probably going to be as good as you get.
Yeah.
You have one team that scores and one team that defends. It depends on what you like. I mean, I'm going to stick with Iowa State. I'm going to break the tie with Kev. I'm going to say the team that can stop the other one is going to find a way to get it done, maybe frustrate Shannon a little bit, make Domask's job a little harder as he tries to back in. Illinois is great, though. This should be an epic game. I just think if the game's in the 80s, Illinois wins. If the game's in the 60s, Iowa State wins. So let's go with Iowa State. So in a weird one, we have 1-2. UConn versus Iowa State. Kev?
And I think this is where UConn's run of 10 straight tournament wins comes to an end. I'm taking Iowa State.
Gino?
I'm going to agree with Kev. I kind of think Iowa State is the one that could – they're one of the teams that could take UConn out here. So, yeah, Iowa State.
I would lean – I have Iowa State in one and UConn in another right now. I'm a little torn. I would lean toward UConn, I guess, but we're going to go as the consensus is Iowa State is in the Final Four out of the East. Again, if you're betting, if you're looking into this, if you want to know about these teams, Iowa State plays defense, and they play it very, very well. They have a good point guard. They can shoot. They have some experience, and they have some youth. This is a team that's not to be messed with. Nobody wants to play them. UConn. Lots of seniors, and then they have the one freshman that helps out in Castle. But lots of seniors, lots of experience. They won it last year, but a different cast of characters last year. Different guys were running the thing. Jordan Hawkins was the best player. You know, you got to remember, it wasn't Newton. It wasn't Spencer. Spencer was on Rutgers last year. It wasn't, Caravan played, but it wasn't Klingon. Different big man. So, you know, it's a totally different squad. Let's see how they do in the pressure of these games, especially off 2 days rest and going up against a defensive juggernaut like Iowa State. So if you're looking at it that way, that's why you like certain teams the way they are. When you look at like a San Diego State, Auburn, you can have a defensive team against an offensive team. There's lots of different intrigue that goes on here in the East. The first matchup, everybody's fresh and going off. It's the team 2 days later. If you have a team that can beat you in a rock fight 2 days later, it makes it more exciting. So we go with the 2 seed to get out of the East. We'll stay on the same side. So we're going to go to the West, guys. North Carolina versus the winner of Howard Wagner. First and foremost, Kev, Howard Wagner.
Who's he?
Exactly. Who gets through this one? Is it the Bison? Is it the Seahawks?
I'm going with Wagner.
Wagner it is. That's the Seahawks, just in case you weren't sure. And you're like, Wagner gets through too? It doesn't matter. I mean,
yeah, we're going for Staten Island to make
absolutely,
it through.
Absolutely. We're going to vote for Staten Island. So we say Wagner is going to be the sacrificial lamb for North Carolina. Any chance in the 16-1?
Hell
no. We saw it last year out of this conference. Fairly ridiculous. Found a way. Wagner will not find a way. They're a great defensive team. They average like the fifth best points against in the country. But they don't score and they have no real size. Mississippi State, the 8. Michigan State, the 9. Wow, if you want to watch clean, smooth, flowing basketball, this ain't it. These are two teams that are going to grind and ugly and physical and fouls and everything I love about basketball. Kev?
First team to 40 wins, over under about 90.
Pretty much.
I'm going with Mississippi State. I think they're just better than Michigan State. I think Michigan State's a little overseeded as well here at 9. I thought they were a little closer.
Oh, that's right. We didn't even talk about the overseeds on this. While we do the West, we'll do it at the end. We'll go through that at the end. G?
I like Michigan State here. This has got Izzo written all over it. And they're actually, as a 9 seed over the 8, they're actually favored by a point and a half. Over under, by the way, 127, not 90. So 127, if you're thinking 90.
Hammer the under.
That's a definite under for anybody betting that. But, yeah, I think Michigan State. Darren?
See, Mississippi State's going to come down to Hubbard. They have a point guard that's a freshman. He's the only guy that can score on this team. If he's hitting, they win. If he's not, they struggle because the seniors can't put the ball in the hole. Be perfectly honest. I think Mississippi State gets a good game out of Hubbard. I think he outplays Walker in this game, who is Michigan State's answer on the other end. I think a very close, very physical game in a phone booth. Mississippi State finds a way to escape, and they move on through. Then we have St. Mary's, everybody's favorite, 5 seed, against Grand Canyon, everybody's favorite 12 seed. Two teams also with a very similar style. They play half court. They play in the 50s and early 60s. Low 60s, I should say. I'm doing the weather report. But who do you like in this one, Kev?
Real, real tough matchup here. This has real potential to be a 5-12 upset. I still think St. Mary's finds a way to come through this game.
Gino.
Taking Grand Canyon. This is one of those games I think St. Mary's can lose.
Take me home where the antelopes roam. Grand Canyon finds a way. I like Grand Canyon to get through this one in a really, really good close game. Grand Canyon fouls a lot, and they get fouled a lot. So their depth is a little better than St. Mary's. That's the only reason why I'm taking them. St. Mary's has better shooters. So it's going to depend on how this all breaks out and the physicality of it. And finally?
St. Mary's favored by 5.5, by the way.
Oh, love that. Love that. Love money line.
Grand Canyon plus 205 on a money line.
Money line.
That's you. That's money That's line me. You all day.
Alabama, Charleston, 4-13. Kev, who do you like? Does Charleston keep the dream alive with this long winning streak, or does Alabama go?
Alabama goes.
I think it's Alabama also.
I think it's a closer game than people think, but I think Alabama does find a way. Alabama doesn't defend well, but I don't know if Charleston's the team that's going to sit there and threaten them, because Charleston doesn't defend well. They just play, and they both teams try to run. I don't think Charleston can beat Alabama at Alabama's game. So I like Bama as well. The 6-11, New Mexico, bid stealer against Clemson, the 6 seed. Kevin hates Clemson before we get into this. Kev, who do you like?
Richard Pitino winning for his father, who got screwed out of a bid. I'm going New Mexico with the upset.
I think Clemson handles business here. New Mexico gives them a fight. I think this is a close one. This may be one of the closest games of the tournament as it comes down. Darren, I'm taking Clemson.
Wake me up before you lobo. Well, New Mexico finds a way to steal this one. I think that they're going to come out a little fired up. I think that the Mountain West is feeling a lot of disrespect. They've earned it, by the way. They lose in this tournament every year, except for San Diego State. They always under-deliver in this tournament. I think New Mexico finds a way. Baylor Colgate. Can the Raiders from up in Kev country in upstate New York, mid-Hudson Valley, huh? I won't exaggerate too much. Can they give Baylor and all those guards any trouble at all?
I don't see it. I think Baylor wins easily here.
I agree. I think Baylor blows his team out.
Bet the over. And I also like Baylor to win the game. Colgate will shoot 35 threes in this game. Baylor has great guards. They have the better guards. I just think Baylor's a little too much. But this game will be a run-and-gun kind of game. Only slow down if Baylor decides they want it to slow down. Dayton, to me, the most overseeded team in this damn tournament. The 7, playing another Mountain West team that's a little underseeded, in my opinion, Nevada. The 10, the Wolfpack come in a little hot, but they did lose in the tournament. Who do you like in this one, Kev?
I agree 100% with you. I think Dayton's overseeded as a 7 as well. I'm taking Nevada.
Gino.
Nevada also.
We're running with the Wolfpack. Steve Alford got this team back. They're going to play well. I like Nevada to get through.
Nevada, by the way, 1.5-point favorite already. So
not a surprise. Not a surprise. Dayton's overseeded. I don't know what the committee was thinking. What they were smoking, I want some. Arizona, the 2. Dan Munson's last run at Long Beach State. He got in. They fired him. They say it was mutual. He didn't retire, so mutual in my ass. Kev. Does they have a shot at bothering Arizona in this game, who's been susceptible to the upset in the past?
Oh, I think they could very well be upset, but I think Arizona does find a way to win this game. And then Dan Munson's time at LBSU
is over.
This is the 25-point blowout.
You like Arizona?
This is where it is. Yeah, it's Arizona.
I think Arizona wins and covers as well. I'm going to root like heck for Long Beach State and Dan Munson, who is the guy that started the Gonzaga, you know, the Gonzaga that we know anyway. So, okay, we go to the next. We have North Carolina, Mississippi State in our consensus bracket, Kev.
North Carolina.
Pretty comfortably. G?
Yeah, North Carolina.
I'm going to go with State 2 days later. I don't think anybody wants to play State off 2 days. I think that R.J. Davis against Hubbard is going to be a fun matchup.
I think the problem is Michigan State, Mississippi State's going to take too much out of Mississippi State, too.
It could very easily, but the thing about it is North Carolina not playing a team this physical for a while. It's going to be interesting, too. They're bigger, they're stronger, but North Carolina has more skill. So if Cormac Ryan's hitting the three, North Carolina wins this game easy. If they can hold Cormac Ryan down and it's just Davis against Hubbard, I think Mississippi State finds a way. Doesn't matter what I think. You guys already have the consensus with Carolina. Grand Canyon, Alabama. Kev, do the Antelopes or the Elephants get this one? Who gets it?
It's the Elephants.
You going with the Elephants? He's so SEC-based. Look at this guy.
I think it's Alabama in this one. I think Grand Canyon has a good run. They beat St. Mary's, and then it stops here. It's Alabama.
I'm riding the Antelopes to the 16. Doesn't matter. The consensus has Alabama. I think Grand Canyon pulls off the upset. Richard Pitino playing again for his old man. Does New Mexico or Baylor get through in the next matchup, Kev?
We're riding the Pitino wagon here, but New Mexico gets through.
This is all Baylor. I'm sorry. This is a Baylor blowout if there ever was one.
Two teams that want to run, Baylor's better at it. I'm going to go with Baylor in this one. I'm with you. And then finally, upstart Nevada, the 10 seed. Arizona, the 2 seed. Who gets it?
I'm Mountain West this year for some reason. I'm taking Nevada.
I think Nevada gives them all they can handle, but I think this is Arizona.
I hate to agree with Gino on this because I'm going to root like hell for Nevada. I think Arizona gets through, and our consensus bracket seems pretty chalky at this point right now. But that's what happens. When we don't have the same upset, we have issues, guys. So now we have North Carolina, Alabama, and the 1-4 matchup.
I'd go Carolina. I think the Tar Heels still advance.
Yeah, I think this is North Carolina.
I think Alabama's lack of defense really affects them. Alabama's defense has been horrendous down the stretch, just horrendous. They can score, but they don't stop anybody. I'm going to take North Carolina. Baylor, Arizona, Kev.
I have New Mexico, Nevada.
Yep.
I guess I'll go with the upset. I'll take Baylor.
Gee.
Yeah, I think this is where Arizona goes out. I think this is Baylor.
I think it's Baylor also. I'm scared the hell out of me that all three of us like Baylor. Okay, so Baylor, North Carolina, to see who's coming out of West. Who is it? Is it the Tar Heels or is it the Baylor Bears?
It's the Tar Heels.
Baylor. Darren, you are the deciding vote.
The Bears get them. No, Baylor goes through. I love Baylor. Waco, you know, the whole thing with the guys that fix everything up, the husband and wife. Let's go. Let's ride Waco. Baylor gets to the Final Four, and they will play UConn, and we'll get to that. I'm sorry. They will play Iowa State, and we'll get to that next. Now we're going to the South, boys. Couple of upsets are very possible here. Let's see what we like. Houston opens up against Longwood. Any chance for Longwood off Houston getting embarrassed?
No, this is Shed. This is like 30 for Shed. Houston wins going away.
If Longwood scores 45, I'll be stunned. Kev?
Yeah, it's Houston.
Houston wins it. Great 8-9 matchup. Nebraska versus A&M. A gritty offensive rebounding physical A&M team against a good shooting. Also physical Nebraska team. Kev?
SEC, Texas A&M.
Shocking. G?
I like Nebraska. They're going to play good defense against this team.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. I am going to also go with Nebraska. I'm real torn on this one. It's really close. I'm going to take Nebraska to find a way to win this game. I had A&M in a play-in, so I didn't have them up this high as a 9. excuse me, guys. The 5 seed's Wisconsin. The 12 seed are the Dukes of JMU, who everybody's going to like. Do you like them?
I like them like everybody else does. Sorry, Trage.
Okay.
But we're taking James
Darren,
Madison.
Who do you like?
I'm taking James Madison. The reason is they have the most wins of any team in this tournament, 31-3. They've been impressive all season long. They're a tough team to play against. They play good defense. Wisconsin playing their best basketball of the season right now.
That's it. I that was going to be my thing is that I think Wisconsin's just playing their best basketball. I would probably go Wisconsin in this. I know you were going to go for that, so it's James Madison on the consensus.
I mean, the whole thing is if Storr is hitting the shots and James Madison can't keep up, Wisconsin will win. Crowell will have three fouls when he gets off the bus. There's a lot of things that scare you a little bit about Wisconsin. It's going to be that come down to if Storr can score. So that's really what it comes down to. Duke, Vermont. Oh, the maple syrup boys, the Catamounts. Do they have a shot of beating Duke in this one in the 4-13 matchup, Kev?
I hate Duke. Let's go Catamounts. Vermont. Let's go.
Kev's going on the limb here. G?
Not even close. This is Duke.
I think that Vermont keeps this game closer than you think, but I think Duke finds a way to win it. Duke's got a lot of talent. I think they have enough talent to get through in the first round, unfortunately.
How close do you think they're going to keep it?
I think it's a 10-point game, 10 to 12.
Well, spread's 11.5 right
now. Oh, they're going to kill me. I want a 14.5. I'm only going to get 10.5. Damn it. Now I got to think about it. The 6th seed, Texas Tech. The 11th seed, North Carolina State, winning 5 games in 5 days. Kev.
Well run by NC State. I think they have a real, real chance of winning this game here, but I'm still leaning Texas Tech.
G?
I think North Carolina State continues this trend. I think it's North Carolina State.
I think Texas Tech wins and wins comfortably. I think that they find a way to win by double digits in this game. I think North Carolina State was playing on such emotion every day, and after a couple of days off, I think they're going to struggle. I'm going to take Texas Tech to move on. The 3 seeds, Kentucky. The 14 is Oakland with Robicki, who's only shot 7 twos and like 300 threes. Campy's been there 40 years. Did the Grizzlies have a shot, Kev?
No, it's Kentucky. SEC.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, I think it's Kentucky in this one.
I mean, Kentucky, you know, lost to St. Peter's a couple of years ago as a high seed, but I think they'll get through Oakland and find a way to win. I think they're actually starting to play a little bit better defense than they were most of the season. I don't know if it's good enough to get them far, but I think that they'll win this one. The 7 seed Florida coming off the injury to the big fella. The 10 is a playing game. We have Boise State and Colorado. Colorado made a run all the way to the final, basically saying if they didn't beat Washington State, they weren't getting in. So who do you have, Florida? And who do you like in the other game, Boise State, Colorado?
The other game, I like Boise State. I thought Colorado was, like, my last team in, should have been playing. I think Boise State is underseeded here. So I'm going Boise State, and I'm taking Boise State to beat Florida.
And I agree exactly with what you said, because I think the injury to the big man is going to hurt Florida.
We saw it on the seeding, too, probably.
Yeah, I agree. That was exactly what I was going to say, because we saw it on the seeding. They should have been a little bit lower than this. They were probably a 5, maybe a 6.
I had them as a 6.
A 7, I think, is just, you know, their
reaction to the injury.
Yeah, they're taking into account the injury. Listen, they didn't play that bad today, but I think at the end, this is too much for them. And I actually agree with Boise State. So, yeah, I think it's the 10. I think it's Boise State.
So, everybody, bet Florida and bet Colorado, because all three of us agree here on Boise State getting past that first-round game. Yep. I think Boise State's going to have a little chip on their shoulder for this play-in, because they didn't even think that they were any threat to not get into this tournament. And it ends up where they, you know, they were the third to last team in.
And we have the other play-in still to come. But remember, there's usually one of those two play-in teams
gets to the 16.
Gets to the 16.
Absolutely. I think Boise State's alive for that. We'll get to that when we get to the next round. Marquette, the 2. Kolak's supposed to be back. Western Kentucky went on a really nice run to get here through the belt. Who do you guys like in this one?
I think it's Marquette, especially if Kolak is back.
With or without Kolak, I think this is Marquette in this one. I think the next round game is where whether or not he's playing and playing healthy could hurt them. But right now, I think this is Marquette.
I think Marquette gets through, too. I don't really love any of the 15s or 16s this year, so I never do. So, I mean, it's not like really an upset, except unless it's Hampton against Iowa State when Geno bets Iowa State. Then that was fun. Outside of that, no, but we all have Marquette. So now we're going to go to the next round here. Excitement. Houston, Nebraska. Who gets through, Kev?
Houston.
I like Houston here.
It's hard not to. Their defense is so suffocating. They got embarrassed. Kelvin Sampson's going to beat the crap out of these guys for the next 4 days until they get there, and they're going to be so angry playing. I think Houston can win this game somewhat comfortably. We have James Madison in consensus against Duke.
The Dukes.
Dukes. Duke or the Dukes?
You the Dukes. With, you I'm going with the Dukes.
Jay?
I would love to vote for James Madison here, but I can't think that Duke that the Blue Devils are actually going to lose this game. So I'm going to go Duke. Darren?
It was the Dukes. James Madison gets through, just like in Trading Places. James Madison will trade places with Duke, find a way to be that team that gets into the next round, gets into the 16. We have JMU as a nice upset in our little consensus bracket. Texas Tech, Kentucky. Kev, SEC bias, what do you got?
Kentucky.
Gino.
I think this is Kentucky.
I have Tech. I'm outvoted, so it doesn't really matter.
It really depends. If Kentucky just plays a smidge of defense, we know they can score. If they just play a smidge of defense, they'll shut them down enough.
Yeah, exactly, if they play the defense. If they show up 2 days later and can play defense, that's where I get nervous. It's that 2 days after your last game. They're not going to be threatened, most likely, against Oakland. Texas Tech will have a tougher matchup, but is Kentucky going to feel really good about themselves off a 30-point win against Oakland and bear down? Right. I think Texas Tech will win it. Doesn't matter what I think. Consensus beats me. Finally, we have Boise State Marquette in the bottom of the South, the 2 versus the 10. Kev?
I think Marquette's just too good for Boise here. I'm going Marquette.
G?
I like Marquette here, but I think this is where the Kolek injury could hurt them. We're going to see what happens. We'll see how he is, if he's playing game one and how he looks. I still think Marquette finds a way, but Boise could pull an upset if he's not playing, but I'm going to go Marquette. Darren?
Yeah, Boise's a very good offensive team. I just think that Marquette's physicality will be a little too much. I think Iguodala inside is a nightmare for them. And the way he plays, Boise does a lot of things really, really well. I just think Marquette's a little bit better. I think Marquette finds a way. If Kolak's playing, even at 70%, I think it's enough for them to win this matchup. Okay, Sweet 16. Houston, James Madison. Kev.
I'd love to keep James Madison going, but they're just not going to beat Houston.
I don't think so either.
If this is the matchup, Houston wins this game by 25.
I don't think so. I think this is a game where James Madison could cover a game 55-45. I think that this is a game where neither team will score a ton. They both defend very well. I just think Houston's better at it. Okay. If for anything, I like Houston as well. Bottom half of the bracket, Kentucky-Marquette.
Boy, that's a fun game.
It is a fun game.
That should be a good one if that's the game.
Shaka
yeah.
Smart. Calipari, a lot of enthusiasm on the sidelines. Kev?
Shaka, Marquette.
Marquette, I like Marquette here.
Well, listen, I had Kentucky losing last round, so why not? I had Texas Tech getting through this game. So I'm going to go with Marquette also. So Marquette in the 8, once again, out on a limb, 1-2. Kev, we have Houston, Marquette for the right to go to the Final Four in Phoenix.
Terrific matchup here. I'm going to go Marquette.
Gino.
I like Houston here.
I do too. I want to pick Marquette in the worst way. I think Houston's going to be the team that gets through on this bracket. I did 2 quick brackets, and both of them I had Houston on this one. A lot of them have been split 1-1, but Houston's the one I went through here. Houston in the Final Four, and we have 1 bracket left, boys. The West, the Midwest. Purdue playing against the playing game of Montana State Grambling. Who wins that one?
Grambling will go 1-0 in their NCAA tournament history.
Okay.
And then do they have a shot against Purdue?
Oh, I don't know.
We all said that about Fairly Ridiculous last year.
Hey, remember, 3 straight years now, I think, it's Purdue's lost to a double-digit seed now.
I think it's Montana State from the Big Sky. I think Purdue just knocks them way out.
I also agree with the Big Sky, Montana State getting through, but I think Purdue will be prepared a little bit better than they were last year. For Fairly Ridiculous. 8-9 in a really actually interesting matchup. Utah State, TCU, lots of athletes on the floor. Does Jamie Dixon get to another round of 32 with TCU, or does Utah State get the monkey off their back? Kev?
Utah State gets the monkey off their back. Is Utah State winning this one?
G?
I like Utah State here.
Well, I'm the lone wolf on this one. I'm going with the Horny Toads. I think TCU finds a way to get through this matchup.
And this will definitely be a Friday bet. Utah State money line at plus 145, plus 3.5. So that'll definitely be a Geno bet with Utah State. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going Horny Toads. But it doesn't matter what I'm going with because consensus has it the other way. Okay. The 5 seeds, Gonzaga, the 12 seed, the Cowboys of McNeese. Kev?
Giddy up. Let's go, Cowboys.
G?
I don't like the fact that everyone is picking McNeese already that I've seen in here, not in here, on TV. I don't like it already. I'm taking Gonzaga.
And the consensus is Buckaroo Banzai. McNeese gets through. They've been really good. Will Wade's a big-time coach. I think that he'll find a way to get him through.
McNeese, by the way, installed for that Thursday game. That's one of the first games, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
McNeese plus six.
Wow, that's going to be an interesting
one. Darren, plus 220 on the money line.
I have a guarantee of a bet of a money line.
Wow.
Gonzaga's good. I mean, they played really well down the stretch. Their last game was a loss. I'm going with McNeese. Kansas, the four seed, who I think is a little overseeded here. We don't know who's healthy and who's not. Playing against a Samford team that is run and gun and will shoot 35 threes. G?
So I will tell you right off the bat, Vegas thinks this is Kansas with no problem because Kansas is a 7.5-point favorite for this game. It's a Thursday 12
game. What's the over-under?
Over-under is 149.5.
Loving that over.
And Kansas is minus 340 on the money line. So they really think that everyone's healthy and playing for Kansas. Samford at plus 270.
I don't know if they can win it outright.
I don't know either. 7.5 is the spread. I like Kansas in this game. I think they get by Samford somehow, but I think this is close. This may be a Geno Samford points bet. We'll see what happens. Kev?
Not knowing about the injuries, I'm going to take Samford in the upset.
I'm going to stick with Kansas, even though I want to pick Samford, but I think that the first-round game may not be a big problem. I think that Kansas struggles as we go along. I think Samford's good. I just don't know if they have enough to if Dickinson plays at all, I don't think they have an answer for him inside. But then again, this guy, he floats out to the three-point line half the time. I'm like, what are you doing? You're 7'1". Under the basket, lay it in. 2 points is still good. It's not a bad thing in college basketball. I don't know where Kev's going to go with this one. We have the 6-seed South Carolina, where he's wearing his Gamecocks shirt today, against the Mighty Ducks of Oregon. The Oregon Ducks, 6'11". Kev, where are we going here?
In a shocker, I'm taking the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Okay, G, I'm going to say I'm taking Oregon. This way you could be the decider on this. Last two times Dana Altman has stolen the bid. He's gotten to the 16. I think he's going to do it again. Gino, you're the decider on this.
I like Oregon.
And Oregon, the consensus.
And Vegas thinks this is very close. So this is a one. South Carolina minus 1.5.
Yeah.
South Carolina gets no respect on the line all year.
Over under 133. But this is really close. And you know how you can tell? Money line, South Carolina minus 125, Oregon plus 105. So this is
basically a split.
They think this is really, really close also. I think Oregon ekes this out. I think South Carolina gives them a hell of a game, though. This could be one of those games that we're really watching.
I think South Carolina can win by 10, or Oregon can win by 2. I'm going to say Oregon wins by 2. So that's where – I'm sorry, Kev. The 3-seed is Creighton in this region. They're going to play the upstart Zips of Akron, who got in because Kent State fouled up 1 with 4 seconds left, or 3 seconds left. Not knowing the score, time and place, you feel awful for the kid at Kent State. But now Akron gets through. G?
Creighton, and more Creighton. Spread is minus 13. I'll take Creighton all day.
G, Kev?
Creighton.
I like Creighton, too. I think Akron's a feisty team, and I think this will be a little closer for a while. But they have that cock-burner guy in the middle that blocks a lot of shots and causes a little bit of angst, and they have so many shooters on this team. I think Creighton gets through. Then we get to the bottom. Texas playing the Virginia, who shouldn't be in there, Colorado State playing game. Kev, because I say the Virginia shouldn't be in there, they'll probably win this game by 20. But who do you like, Virginia or Colorado State?
First, Colorado State. I didn't even have them in the play-in game. I had them
in
probably one of the last four byes, so it's Colorado State. And then I'll take Texas beating Colorado State.
G?
Colorado State, I think, gets the victory over Virginia first off. Takes Virginia right out. I'm really on the fence with this one. I'm going to take Texas, but I think this is really close. And if you told me this was Colorado State, I wouldn't blink. So
The only reason I like Colorado State is kind of like why I like Boise State. I think there's going to be a chip on the shoulder of these teams that didn't think they had any chance of being in this play-in game.
Yeah.
I think both teams felt safe. I think Virginia's happy to be there. Listen, Virginia can come out, shut Colorado State down. They play great defense. I just don't think Virginia scores enough. If Beekman's scoring and they're getting stuff out of McNeely, Virginia might be able to put up enough points, but they need everything to go right to score. I think Colorado State beats them. I think Colorado State has a real shot against Texas, but I think Texas finds a way to get through in a really close game. I'm going to lean toward Texas to get through this one. And finally, the last rad matchup of the first round, the only one we can't bet, G. Tennessee-St. Peter's. Do the Peacocks have more magic this year?
No, I don't think so. This is Tennessee.
This is Tennessee.
If Tennessee didn't get so embarrassed by Mississippi State and coming out angry, I think Dalton Kinect just has – I think he'll score 30 by himself in this game. I think that they'll find a way to beat a pretty good defensive St. Peter's team. So Tennessee gets through. Now here we are. We have Purdue. We have Utah State with the consensus. Who gets through?
Purdue.
Utah State in the upset.
Purdue, I'm taking Purdue, and I just think that Utah State is good. I just don't know if Grant Osabar is going to be able to have the kind of game he has against Edie inside, and he's such a big part of what they do at Utah State. I'm going to take Purdue. McNeese, Kansas, 12-4. Kev.
Giddy up. Let's go McNeese.
This is the game where, depending on who's playing for Kansas, changes this whole thing up. I'm going to take Kansas, but I'm going to tell you, this is where I think Kansas gets upset. So, Darren, who do you like?
I'm taking McNeese.
And that's why.
I think McNeese. Kansas is not Kansas this year. They just have not had the year. When was the last time you saw them playing in the first round of the tournament? Or the second round, I should say.
Yeah.
They're usually not. It's not the same team. Oregon-Creighton. Sorry, Kev. Oregon-Creighton. Where are you going with this one?
South Carolina. I mean, let's go Quack Attack. Let's go Oregon.
G?
I think Creighton wins this one. Creighton's got some guns. They can blast these teams out of the water. I don't know if they're going to do this consistently, but I think they win this game.
Quack, quack, quack. Going with Oregon. Getting through. Sweet 16. Dana Altman, when he steals a bid, just following a trend. There's nothing else behind it. Texas-Tennessee. The Rick Barnes game. Kev?
Tennessee's too tough.
I agree. This is Tennessee.
This is too strong. Max Asemus has been magical sometimes in this tournament with Oral Roberts. Can he do the same thing against Sakai Ziegler and Tennessee? Will Connect be able to get things going, or will it be DSU? It's actually a pretty good matchup. I just think Tennessee's a little bit better. I'm going to take the Vols to get through and move on to the Sweet 16. So now we have Purdue, McNeese. Kev.
So much of me wants to take McNeese, but I think Purdue finally beats a double-digit seed along the way here. I take Purdue.
Okay.
I like Purdue in this matchup.
I do, too. I think Purdue is going to exercise some demons this year a little bit. Now on the bottom end, we have Oregon, Tennessee. Kev?
Dalton Kinect, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Tennessee sweep. Again, a solid 1-2 matchup. We are so living on the edge here tonight, guys. Will it be one-seeded Purdue, or will it be the two-seed Tennessee, Kev?
I'm going Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee also.
I will be the lone wolf that goes with Purdue, but it doesn't really matter what I say. It will be Tennessee in the Final Four. So now here we are. Tennessee-Houston. Kev.
I have Marquette winning this game, so it's tough. Let's see. I'm going to go. Let's go Houston.
I think it's Houston.
I have Purdue winning this game, so therefore I am going to go Tennessee. But we will have Houston as the team. On the other side, we have Iowa State against Baylor. No, I remember. Even though I didn't write it down, I remembered. Iowa State-Baylor in the Battle of the Big 12. G?
Baylor.
Iowa State.
The Baylor Bears get to the final. Baylor, they've played each other three times. I think Baylor finds a way. It's the national champion, according to our selection. Is it Houston Or is it Baylor? Battle of the Big 12.
Shed cutting down the nets. Houston.
I'm going Baylor.
Okay, since I have Purdue winning the whole thing.
I have Iowa State, so.
I am going to go with Houston. So we're going to pick Houston as the team that gets through for Kelvin Sampson, doing everything Guy Lewis can never do at Houston, cutting down the nets and winning a national championship. But while we have that, so that's our consensus bracket, and we're going to post it. Gino has the same champion in both things. So now here we go. Gino, who's your final four on your bracket, on your sheet?
Unfortunately, it's very eerie, similar to our consensus brackets. It's Illinois in the East, Baylor in the West, Tennessee in the Midwest, and Houston in the South.
Kev?
Too chalky for me, but I've got Iowa State, North Carolina, Marquette, and Tennessee.
I have Iowa State, Baylor, Houston, and Purdue.
Okay.
Two ones in there.
I do. Wow. I have Purdue and Houston on the same side. I didn't like that I did that. And it may change.
I know you don't like that.
I hate it, actually. Actually, I originally had Texas Tech, crossed them out, put Houston in. So Texas Tech was my sleeper, but I didn't do it. So, Kev, who cuts down the nets?
Iowa State.
Right now, I have Houston beating Baylor, which is the same as our consensus. That could change between now and Wednesday, but at the moment, it's Houston.
I have Purdue over Iowa State in the final, and Purdue getting through. So, we'll see. Purdue winner,
Iowa State
winner,
Houston.
So three different champions on our brackets. We're going to post our consensus bracket. Please respond back. Let us know what you think. Anything else on these brackets you guys want to discuss? Any last minute things? Any surprises? Any first round game you're looking most forward to, or Sweet 16 game, or second round game you're looking most forward to? Just curious.
San Diego State UAB, I think I'll be looking forward to. I like Drake Washington State. Grand Canyon St. Mary should be a good game, and then what actually happens with James Madison against Wisconsin, I think, is going to be a game we're going to be paying attention to. I think a lot of us like James Madison here, so that could be interesting. In the Midwest, I think the game to watch is Utah State TCU, but I think we're going to be focused on how good is Kansas against Samford, because if they don't show a lot, and even, you know, if they get through but don't show a lot, I think that second round game against the McNeese Gonzaga winner really turns out to be something that we're all looking at.
Kev, yeah? Anything that's striking you?
Yeah, same as you, Gino. It's that James Madison game. See if they can pull off the upset, and then McNeese. You know, the two 5-12 upsets there. I think the other two are pretty safe with San Diego State, and I still think St. Mary's gets by Grand Canyon, even though that should be a real, real good game. The Rock fight, Mississippi State, Michigan State, just has a different type of look. You know, instead of everybody coming down running and gunning, just a Rock fight.
Knicks versus Heat, playoffs circa 1993.
And that's...
Okay. Darren, do you have any that you're looking at?
Well, I go through it a little bit real quick here. I think Duquesne-BYU in the East is an interesting first-round matchup. I know Duquesne looked like crap today, but I think that Dan Brott's a pretty damn good coach, and I think BYU is a good bully team, particularly at home. They did find a way to win at Kansas and stuff, so they can be good, but this should be an exciting matchup. I'm really looking forward to a Sweet 16 potential, a Final Eight potential matchup between Illinois and Iowa State. I can't wait to see that. I hope that matchup happens. That's offense versus defense. That's lots of dynamic play. If I look at the West, the Mississippi State Michigan State game is really cool, and the St. Mary's Grand Canyon game, because styles the same for both teams, so that makes it kind of fun. I do think Grand Canyon Alabama, one team that plays defense, one team that plays an offense, if they get there, will be really interesting. If I look at the South, I think we all want to see James Madison, Wisconsin. Wisconsin playing so well right now. James Madison's played well all season. And I also think that Boise State, if they get through against Florida, it's going to be interesting to see how Florida reacts to the loss of the big man. So that's kind of cool. And I do think that we have a chance at Texas Tech Marquette. I think that could be a really cool matchup in the Sweet 16 to get to the 8. And then finally, if we look at the Midwest, TCU Utah State, like you said, G, I think it's a really cool matchup. I also think that Oregon South Carolina could be a lot of fun. More sweat than you want on this one, Kev, but I think that could be a lot of fun. If we get the potential of Tennessee-Texas, I think that that's a great matchup. And McNeese-Gonzaga, I think that's the one everybody's looking forward to. So, listen, Gonzaga could beat them by 20. I mean, we don't really know. McNeese didn't play enough teams high on the quads to really know how good they are. They just seem to impress us all season long and found a way to win relatively comfortably in most of their games. So we're going to see. We're going to see if the last time a team, a 16 beat a 1, the following season, that 1 seed went back and won the championship, which is why I'm taking Purdue. Virginia lost to Maryland Baltimore County, came back the next year and won it all. I'm going to see if Purdue has the same kind of luck to exercise the demons the way that Virginia did that year. And that's the way it rolls. So it's going to be a fun one, guys. We're going to have a good time watching this one. It's going to be really cool. Yep. Any final points? G, anything you want to add?
No, I'm good.
We're going to be posting up some betting options over the next couple of days. We'll get all that stuff. We'll do our regular show coming up in a week or so when we talk a little NFL. MLB be starting up. We'll have a baseball preview show as well. We're all excited about it, so a lot of cool things happening up. But we are the Sports Kings from Queens. I'm Darren here, live in the same room, which we never do, with Gino and Kevin talking about the wonderful, wild, and wacky world of sports. Please, download the podcast anywhere you get a podcast, whether it be an Apple product, TuneIn, Spotify, whatever you like. We've posted a lot on social media. Like it, share it. Tell other people about it. Make sure everybody knows about it. Make sure everybody knows that Virginia didn't belong in this freaking tournament.
The madness is here.
The madness is here, G. And without any further ado, may your sports be with you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.